In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is in our midst. Think about the last time you went to a restaurant and you ordered a particular dish which was on the menu, and when the plate came, you were somewhat overwhelmed with the amount of food that was on the plate in front of you. And you began to eat like we should be doing, and probably a quarter, halfway through, trying to finish this plate, which was probably three times the amount of food we needed, you realize that it was really a lot of food on this plate, and that when the waiter or the waitress or the server came by at the end and said, "Are you finished?" And yes, and "Are you ready for some dessert?" "Oh my gosh, no, we can't do dessert because we're just full. We just can't. We are just overwhelmed with food. We can't eat." So what is the gospel telling us today? It talks about how over some 5,000 people were fed with five loaves of bread and two fish. So is it talking about the physical nourishment that all of these people, all of these 5,000 plus people, they said they ate and they were satisfied? And if we relate it to our world today, I would think, oh my gosh, five loaves of bread, two fish, 5,000 plus people. I don't know how satisfied they could have been, at least with kind of what we're used to today as far as restaurants and even sometimes our own food at home. But we must realize that the message today and the story today is not so much about the physical food that we are partaking, but the spiritual gifts which our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ bestows upon us. When we come on Sunday morning for communion, we receive a very, very, very small amount of communion. But I don't think that there is one person in this church, or any church for that matter, that when they leave the church can say that they were not satisfied. And we have, like last Sunday, there was only Father John and myself, two chalices, but we nourished the entire parish, the congregation who took communion, and we had, as it said in the Bible this morning or in the gospel, we had leftover too. But yet, every single one of those people left satisfied, correct? I hope so. So sometimes it's not always about the physical connection that we make, because we live in this world and that's the connection we make. We sometimes have to realize that this connection is a spiritual connection. One that when we come to this church every hour or 2 hours or however long we are here on Sunday, we come to receive the spiritual gifts that God offers us. An hour or two of gifts to give us the strength to power on for the next week or the next 2 weeks or however long it is. But it's not about, when it comes to the Spirit of God, it's not about the quantity of what we take in, because that's what we're so used to in this world. Everything's about quantity. But it's not about the quantity. It's about the quality of what we're receiving. The quality of the gifts, the holiness of what God gives us and imparts to us and allows to dwell within our hearts. So as we come forward today for Holy Communion, let us reflect on this beautiful reading. And let us reflect that there's a couple hundred of us here in this church. And there's only going to be four chalices, only filled with probably this much body and blood. Not very much. But every single one of us who partakes today is going to leave satisfied, refreshed, and filled with the Holy Spirit of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.